And welcome to Community Kitchen. In the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about back to basics ingredients. And I think one of the things I love about this ingredient I'm going to serve with you, rice, it's a fantastic staple through all the country. Interesting thing is there's just so many types of rices. And as you go into each culture, they become, you know, there's so many different colours, so many different textures, sizes. But long grain rice, great to accompany a meal, makes a good salad, pilafs, and most savoury dishes. A medium grain rice, good for eating with chopsticks, accompany a meal, for puddings, for porcupines, for rice porridge, congee. And different varieties of a medium grain, for example, the risotto rice on Arborio, because it just seems to fit those beautiful, like sticky textures in some, but just delicious. Short grain rice, it was probably something that's my generation, we only had that. It's hard to find now, but I noticed there's one particular company that makes it grows it in Australia, which is fantastic. So have a look in the shelves, you'll see that. Really good in puddings. Good for baby foods because the grains are so soft and they cling together. And of course you have the browns, the basmatis and the dongara, which are really clever rices and they have a low GI. But looking for how you cook it, I'm pretty much an absorption person. I like to use the 1 cup of rice to 2 cups of water. It works every time for me. And I just find that what I do is I put it, get it boiling, reduce it down about 10 to 12 minutes, usually works really well. I know a lot of people like to boil in the water. It's something you've got to keep a watch on, but because otherwise it can become a bit of a glue factory and that's the last thing you want. But a lot of people swear by a rice cooker. Haven't got there yet, but I will one day. I'm sure I'm getting to that time. I need to have something like that. Makes things a bit easier. But leftover rice is fantastic. The one thing to be reminded of, but, is that always make sure that you put your rice in a bag and freeze it. Don't leave it sitting in the fridge for a long time because there's lots of little surfaces, like anything. That's where bacteria can get to. So I think it's wise to be cautious of what you're doing with leftover rice. I love rice. I was watching this particular Chinese chef the other day and he was saying that as a child, his parents ran the restaurant at night. So it was nothing for them to come home and in the wok, they always had rice in the rice cooker. And get a big bowl of rice and then in the wok, pretty much deep frying an egg, which I love them. If you haven't had them, and I know we've talked about them on the show, they're great because the white of the egg really crisps up. Put that on top of your rice. Now you can pour a sauce on there if you want, a different Chinese sauce, just a bit of soy sauce even. A little bit of sesame oil always goes a long way, I think. Beautiful flavour. Some spring onions just lifts it. What a great meal. It's quick, it's easy, it's nutritious, and it's not takeout or processed. It's something that you can do yourself. So I thought today we'd talk about some of the dishes that are really, really good, cooking, making, because everyone seems to love sushi, and it's such an easy thing to do. Same as risotto, and I will go through those steps again. I know we've traveled there before on the show, but I just think it's a really good thing. But first with congee, it's an Asian rice pudding, great for all the family, especially babies, because basically using a chicken stock, homemade is best as all things if we have time, and a cup of short grain to medium rice. You bring the stock to the boil, the stock and the rice, lower to a simmer and cook gently for approximately 60 minutes. It becomes really soupy, you can imagine. The rice should be mushy. And then you can slowly add to it. You can add some spring onions, some chicken pieces, some bacon pieces, some chilies, or serve with some dipping sauce. And I think that if you ever go to Asian banquets, you'll always, smorgasbord, breakfast smorgasbord if you travel, you'll always find that. and it is very delicious. Same as if you're doing different rice puddings, but just thinking of leftover rice, I always talk about the fact that a fried rice is fantastic. And if you've got that rice in the freezer, it's not a big deal to make. I think it's a great way to jam pack it with a lot of veggies. I always put a couple of eggs in mine, but it, you don't need much. You just need a couple of cups of rice. You can use peas, a couple of eggs, some light soy sauce, a little bit of peanut oil. I love corn. I often chop up the broccolini stems because I love them. They're just so delicious. And I just keep adding. If you want to make it a bit fancy, put some prawns in there. You want to put a little bit of ham in there or bacon or whatever you've got in the fridge. It's a great leftover dish. And it's delicious. I think having some cooked grated ginger and garlic is delicious. And of course, prawns make everything fantastic. And sometimes what I have in the freezer, which I really love, if I go to a Chinese shop, buy a little bit of their pork belly, because as much as you can do it yourself, it is absolutely scrumptious. And if you just take out a bit of that in the freezer or chop it up in sizes to take out, that just takes a very simple 2 cups of rice to something that's just absolutely fantastic. And I think that's what I like about basic cooking is the next level is just another degree. Same as kedgeree. We talked about this before. I know that we used to have it as children, and it really is just poached fish or smoked fish. Mum would always have that poach some cod. And then what she would do in the morning, if we had any left over, she'd melt and saute some butter, saute some onions, add some curry powder, put your rice through, and then stir through some hard-boiled eggs, some the leftover cod, and some parsley. And seriously, it is absolutely delicious. I still really like that. You've got to look out for smoked cod. I noticed some of the supermarkets have it on their shelf, but it's an economical dish, makes a fantastic fish pie, and it's worth having a go at if you haven't had the pleasure of eating it. So when we come back, we're going to take to the next level of what you can do with different with rice into some different dishes. And of course, as our basic back to basics little session goes on, the last session, our third session of the show, we always do something a little bit fancy. We'll be back very shortly with Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. Back to basics, we're talking rice. I think rice is a fantastic thing. You can do so much with it. Sushi rice is so easy to make. It's delicious. It's got that little bit of sweetness, but it's yummy. All you do is you're using sushi rice, 2.5 cups of sushi rice to 6 cups of water. Rinse the rice through a sieve until water is clear. Cook the rice uncovered in boiling water for 5 minutes. Reduce to a simmer, cover and cook for 10. When it's cooked, spread the rice over a tray. Mix 1/3 cup of rice wine vinegar with 3 tablespoons of caster sugar and just sprinkle it over the rice. That gives that really beautiful umami taste of sweet and bitter savory. And of course, sushi rolls, you're using the sheets of the bonitos, obento. But remember, the shiny side is down. And to assemble them, use your mat, put down the nori, then place the rice over, leaving about a 5 centimeter strip to the side to allow for easy rolling, and place the filling down the center and roll firmly. Keep tucking your fingers underneath it and keep pulling it in nice and tight. And of course, you can put some great things in there. You can put seafood, avocado, omelet strips, leftover, there's crumb chicken. I noticed they just use 100 different combinations. I really love to have pickled veggies in mine, whether it be some carrots that you've got pickled or something like that, strips of cucumber. And of course, then you have those beautiful side dipping plates of soya, wasabi, and once again, a little bit of pickled ginger. I always get the extra because I do like that flavour. I think it's fantastic. But I saw in one of the giveaway magazines the other day which I thought was a great idea, a sushi slice. And they used 2 cups of sushi rice, and they spread the rice over a large baking tray and just leave it until it's cool, pack it all down, use a fork and mash avocados with some lemon, add some tuna if you want, half an onion, some mayonnaise, mix well and press that, half of that onto the rice, and then sprinkle with half the sesame seeds, and it becomes a beautiful slice, because what you're doing is a sushi rice on the middle, a filling, then sushi rice on the top with the sesame seeds. I missed one layer, sorry. And then on the top, once you've got that all pressed down, and let it set, because remember this rice is tacky and it will set really beautifully. That's why it holds together. Then you can drizzle it with a sauce. Now, I know that they use a lot of the deep fried sauce, tonkatsu. But if you don't have that, you can use a barbecue sauce, because really it's a sweet sauce. And also a good mayonnaise. I do like the Japanese mayonnaise. I think it's fantastic. I even marinate my chicken in that now rather than using eggs, and it makes it just so delicious. If you're making, say, tenderloins, I just put the mayonnaise in a bowl, put the tenderloins in, and they either crumb it or do whatever I'm doing with it, but it just gives a really nice flavour, and it's different and it's interesting. And you know what? Sometimes it's easy. But some of the things I do like about rice is I do like the leftovers. And when you come to something like a really, really nice risotto, and the combinations are there, you can use anything at all. But the basic risotto recipe is about 4 cups of stock, tablespoon of butter, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, an onion, a couple of cloves of garlic, about 2 cups of risotto rice, a small glass of wine, whether it's white or red, depending which you're cooking, and some parmesan. And don't be afraid to use the combinations. And I think I've shared with you before, grated beetroot and red wine is a beautiful risotto. And basically, you're heating the stock in a saucepan, heat the olive oil, add your onions and your garlic, and cook slowly for about 5 minutes. When they have softened, add your rice, and turn up the heat slightly. Lightly fry the rice, but you don't want it to brown. And after a minute or so, the rice will look slightly translucent. Then you add the wine. Keep stirring. It will smell fantastic. The alcohol will evaporate, so no problem with the children. Once the wine has cooked into, add your veggies. Now, this is something that you have to think about, because some veggies take a short, like asparagus, for example. I leave the top part of my tips, if I'm doing an asparagus, till the very end, but I use the chop up the stalks because they take a little bit longer. Peas, for example, you can put them in. You might want to mush some peas and make a really nice pea risotto. Absolutely delicious. But just try and grade them like you do a stir fry. Put your herbs in towards the end. Now, start to add your stock, and you need the stock to be hot, because otherwise you won't end up with a good risotto. Seriously, it must be the same temperature as what's happening in that pan, and add a ladle of stock at a time. Keep stirring until it's absorbed. Turn the heat down so the rice does not cook too quickly. Keep adding until it's incorporated into the rice mixture. Continue until you've used all the stock, and it will be soft, but with a little bite, not too much, but just a little bit of texture. If you've run out of stock, just put a little bit of boiling water, because you've got that good flavour happening anyway. Don't panic. Remove from the heat, add your butter and parmesan. I'm a bit of a parmesan person, so I like a fair bit. Put the lid on and sit for 2 minutes. And then you can get creative with what other combinations. But the beautiful thing about this is that you, with leftovers, the next day you can make some really, really good little risotto balls, and they're fantastic because they're yummy, and you can start to make the arancinis how you like. You can do the traditional idea of putting a little cube of mozzarella in the middle and pressing the risotto rice around it and crumbing it, egg and dipping it, and then into breadcrumbs. Or what I find I like is I like to sometimes just grate the cheese in, because you get a good even bite the whole way throughout. And I think I've done a lot of catering. I'm always frightened about that big hot melty cheese in the middle, because you don't want to, you know, burn someone. But that's the versatility of rice, isn't it? We've gone from a whole lot of different cultures with one particular simple ingredient, and it's not that expensive, and it's absolutely delicious. So worthwhile giving that a go. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a really unusual dish. It was introduced to me by someone who's travelled quite a lot, and it's lovely, it's different, and I look forward to sharing it. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. Seriously, I think we could have had another three sessions on rice, because I went through and picked out some great recipes, and as I'm flicking through to get to my place in my cookbook, I come across more and more. But one thing that I love to make is some Thai fish cakes, and of course you're using rice in that too. So 250 grams of fresh fish, a cup of cooked rice, half a cup of green beans, stalk of lemongrass, bashed and chopped, two cloves of garlic, some chili, some coriander, tablespoon of ketchup manis, which is Indonesian soya, two teaspoons of fish sauce, and one egg and oil for cooking. So basically you remove the bones from the fish and skin, put all the ingredients in a food processor, shape into patties, about two tablespoons in size, and just gently fry them till golden brown. I use peanut oil. I like that. And that's just delicious. That's something so simple. I mean, 250 grams of fresh fish and a cup of cooked rice, and you've got your beans, the lemongrass, the garlic, all those flavours. Delicious. It really is a nice dish. Very simple at the same time. But what I want to share with you is my sister went overseas and worked for a while, and she found this really, really interesting a dish called a Uzbek plov. And it's a Central Asian rice dish. Interesting, it has basmati rice, some garlic, olive oil, lamb, onions, carrots, cumin, coriander, barberries or apricots or cranberries, raisins or sultanas, cashews, black peppercorns, boiling water and salt. And you can imagine all those flavours. It's a bit Middle Eastern. It's got a really nice, a beautiful flavour. It really is a delicious dish. You wrap your garlic in foil with a little bit of oil and roast in the oven for about 45. You know how you get that beautiful, creamy, cooked garlic. Place the basmati rice in a bowl and cover with warm water and set aside. You're heating the oil in a heavy-based casserole dish. Cook the lamb until brown, about 10 minutes. Add your onions, cook until softened. You can get this recipe offline too, by the way. Or if you email me, I'll send it on to your email address. Add onions, cook until softened for about 5 minutes. Add carrots, cook gently for 10. Add your spices, fruit, and continue to cook covered for about 30 minutes. Wash the rice, drain. Cover again with boiling water and drain. Pour wet rice over lamb in an even layer. Slowly pour in the boiling water, because you're going to layer this dish up. Or your stock that you're using, slowly pour in the boiling water. Shake gently to evenly distribute the rice. It should cover the dish about 2 centimetres. You might need to put a little bit, because you want about 2 centimetres of stock water over the top. And you reduce the heat to medium low, and you cook until all the liquid has been absorbed. You stir the rice and lamb together, and you serve that with the roasted garlic heads. You can garnish with pomegranate if you want. Serve with a salad or finely chopped tomatoes, spring onions, chili, and coriander. But the beautiful thing about this is the flavour. It's the rice, the garlic, the lamb, which really does make a good stew, doesn't it? That cumin, coriander, and then you start to put the apricots or the raisins or the sultanas and the cashews. And it's very similar to a pilaf that I make. A little bit different because in my pilaf, I use a tomato base with paprika. So you got that different slant. But just having that lovely flavour with all those goodies in it, fantastic. So it's a little bit fancy, a little bit different, but definitely worth giving it a go because I think it's such a versatile. And now to get something to really basic with rice is a really good creamed rice pudding. It used to be one of my favourites as a kid. And medium grain rice to about 3 tablespoons to about 2.5 cups of milk. Now, it doesn't sound much, but what happens is you're really going to cook this down. It's going to get really creamy and delicious. So you put the rice in the saucepan with the milk, cover over low heat until the grains are soft, stirring frequently because the milk can catch a little bit sometimes. Add the sugar and vanilla. You've got about 2 tablespoons and about 1 teaspoon of vanilla and pour into a dish. It'll be runny, but it will set. It'll actually, when it cools, of course, the rice is just going to keep pulling that milk into it. You can make it a little bit different. You can substitute the milk with coconut milk. You can put toasted coconut in there. You can serve with mangoes or banana. Or you can change it around. And if you've ever had the pleasure of Indian rice pudding, they use about 3/4 of a cup of basmati rice to 10 cups of milk, 20 cardamom pods, about 1/3 of a cup of flaked almonds, 3/4 of a cup of sugar and some sultanas. Same thing, wash your rice and soak for about 30 minutes. Remove the seeds from the cardamom pods and lightly crush. Bring the milk to the boil. Add the rice and cardamom. Reduce the heat to low and simmer for about 1 hour. Stir it. Remember, you don't want it to stick. After about 1 hour, add the sultanas and continue to cook for another 1/2 hour until creamy. Toast the onions in a pan and reserve a few for decoration. Stir the remainder into the cooked milky rice and that gives it that really nice toasty flavour. And it's just delicious. So just from something as simple as some rice, just by putting that little bit of flavour all the way through this particular show, we've seen that we have got some beautiful flavours happening and not expensive dishes. And I think that's the nice thing about rice because I had the pleasure of going to Thailand and I was speaking to, of course, I had to go on a little bit of a food trip, but I was speaking to one of the guys on the trip and he was saying the good thing about Thailand is we can just have rice because there's always these wonderful things like herbs and spices and chilies and so simple. And just having them in there with some nice fresh herbs makes a big difference. A little bit of soy sauce, as we talked about, just lifts it to a next level. So consider your rices. Have a bit of a go with some different rices if you've just stuck to the same one. And enjoy your cooking. And I'll bring you another Back to Basic next week. Thanks for listening. And you've been with Annette.